All right, so it's that time of the week when we look back at everything that happened over the past week, and usually we do so with Life and Style Weekly. We're going to actually check in with their sister publication, In Touch Weekly, and senior reporter Jessica Finn now on The Ralphie Show. Jessica, we'll start off with Britney Spears and her Las Vegas show. What are people saying about it?
Hey, Ralphie, yeah, you know, December 28th, it was her big opening, Las Vegas. A sold-out crowd, of course, because it's Britney Spears and she has such a huge following. But a lot of people are just talking about the fact that everything she's doing, everything she's wearing, how she's dancing, they're all a throwback to 2000. I mean, we're talking about full head-to-toe sparkle one-piece outfit, same old moves. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's sad because she's really become a nostalgia act. It's not like she's going to be able to make this comeback that everybody's hoping for.
That plays more to the point of why she's in Vegas in the first place as opposed to touring the country, right?
Exactly. It's like Cher.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. All right, hey, recapping the week that was here on The Ralphie Show, John Mayer and Katy Perry seem to be going strong into 2014. First of all, Jessica, how did they ring in the new year?
So they rang in the new year together with a $40,000 bottle of champagne. I think that's pretty much a good indication that they're celebrating their lives together in a big way. Sounds like he is getting ready to propose. I mean, John, that bad boy image, he's kind of shed it for her. She's really opened up his eyes, and we have information that he's getting ready to propose, and a lot of their friends have already speculated that she's ready to settle down and have a family.
Of course, Katie's got this tour as well. It'll start in Europe, and hopefully we'll get some U.S. dates soon, or who knows? Maybe there'll be a change in her life, and we won't, but at least the last time we chatted with Katie, she said there would be a U.S. tour. Hopefully there still is, but obviously happy for the both of them. Wrapping up here as we recap the week that was, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. These two have been making all types of waves because they've been photographed together, not just by the paparazzi, but by Justin himself. What's going on here, Jessica?
Selena had originally announced that she wasn't doing well. She canceled a bunch of tour dates. There's speculation that she's sick. And it sounds like Justin has come to her aid in one way or another. They were photographed by his home in Calabasas, going around on Segways, shutting down streets, kind of upsetting neighbors a little by blocking the streets. It seems like they're totally back on. He also Instagrammed a photo of them together, which was very sweet. And, you know, there's even reports that they have gone camping in Northern California in Chris Brown's RV. So a lot of good things happening there for them.
Yes, always great things happening in Chris Brown's RV, I'm sure. It's a place to be. All right.
If the RVs are rocking.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, boy. Well, hey, you can read about those stories and many more with In Touch Weekly senior reporter Jessica Finn. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Ralphie. Bye.